You're listening to The Daily American. Now here's your host, Dan the Man.
We're back with The Daily American. This is Dan the Man. I hope you guys tuned in last week to part one of this episode with Deuce Austin, coming from us from Prince George County, Maryland, right outside of D.C. Deuce, welcome back.
Yes, sir. What's going on, Dan? Yes, sir. Thanks for having me again.
Absolutely. I want to give a recap of episode one. Deuce, you know, certainly some humble beginnings. Yeah, both of his parents were United States Marines, so discipline was instilled in them at an early age. But Prince George County, PG County, Maryland, I mean, it's certainly not, you know, your typical. There's some rough areas, and you know, it's not easy growing up there. So he was dealing with not only, you know, some pretty significant discipline from his parents being Marines, but then, like, you know, you got your street guys in school and everything. So it's definitely some sort of balance, and certainly a unique upbringing. But I think that his parents guided him in the right direction, which is why he's here on the Daily American right now. Right. And he's going to kick us off after high school. He ended up going to college and completing his 4-year degree, and kick us off there, Deuce.
Yeah, I completed it in 7 years. I was on the extended version, the extended cut. Man, hey, so it's a this is probably crazier than the first half, because I went to Coppin first, and then I transferred to Bowie State, which I graduated from, but it took me 5 years. Part of that was because they didn't accept all my, you know, my credits and stuff and all that shit. But I started going part-time because I was started working, you know, I'm getting older and an adult and stuff like that. But interestingly enough, a few years after I graduated, which took 7 years, I actually went back to get a master's. But when I went back, I was really focused and I understood, you know, what I needed to do. Got a lot of shit. I think I may have had 1B in all the whole time. I was awarded for outstanding graduate student in my program. And then it's the craziest thing is I became a college professor. So people don't know I was a college professor for 5 years. I taught at 4 different colleges and got an award for pedagogical practice and student impact, which is simply saying I was good at fucking teaching. So it's a crazy story, because I tell my students, I say, look, man, I barely got into college and I barely got out, and yet here I am teaching in front of you guys. So I don't want you to feel like where you were is where you have to end up. And that was the biggest thing, especially with my life and the environments that I have been in. Not, you know, I wasn't in the hood, but all that life and the things that I've been through, I had actually gotten I got it arrested, gun charge, when I was in my early 20s. So it's like, even through all those experiences, to become a college professor in his own magnitude and be able to turn around and teach young people from that type of experience, I think was a big difference maker for a lot of those younger kids coming up. And those guys, ladies and gentlemen, went to overachieve because of the way that I was teaching was a very authentic point. So just recently, a few years ago, like I said, I taught for 5 years. So ended up happening was the summer. So while I was teaching, I picked up a job with this small IT company doing their workforce training, development stuff, onboarding for the employees that they have and the things like that. It was there that I learned more about what's called federal government contracting. So back in 2006, because my major was business. So in 2006, I had took this course that talked about federal government contracting. It was the FAR, the Federal Acquisitions Regulations. I had no clue what the hell this class was about, really. And the guy didn't make too much sense, but that was just my first introduction to government contract, what it was, right? The idea that a business actually does business with the federal government. The government is the biggest spender and the biggest client for anything in this entire world. So that was just my exposure to it. Now, remember, I don't remember much of that class. I didn't care. I graduated 2.7. So when I say I barely got out, I barely got out. So that class was probably just like, man, let me do what I can just to pass it. But it gave me the introduction to federal government contracting. So when I got that job with that IT company, that's where their contracts was coming from, was federal government contracting. So now I'm in a position where I can ask the questions and start learning, what the hell is it? You know, like, how does it work? And so I was getting all this information. One of the guys that worked there, he's a buddy of mine now. He was prior military. He worked with, he was in the Department of Air Force. He was in the Air Force, and he worked with a lot of high-level people. And he told me, he said, hey, Deuce, man, with your background and you haven't had the experience as a professor, he said, man, you a subject matter expert. They call him SMEs. I was like, a what? He's like, man, you a subject matter expert. He said, you could get out here, create a company, and start consulting with the government. I was like, for real? Man, he showed me a couple different businesses that's what they did. They did basic, like, workforce development training programs that they would set up with the federal government. Now, I'm saying this, I'm like 10, like, I'm 15 minutes away from downtown D.C. Like, it's like, damn, I didn't realize that's how you do this type of thing. And he told me, he gave me a lot of game on how to get set up at the federal government and to, you know, put myself out there and do business. So this happened in, I will say, April 2019 is when I started my consulting business. My plan was to, you know, go down, you know, get it set up and try to get some contract work and start doing some work or whatever. In that summertime, I think it was June, I got into a motorcycle accident. The motorcycle accident had me, I couldn't even walk for about 8 weeks. I was pretty messed up in this accident. So by the time I got home, it was the late August or September, something like that. So now I got to go to outpatient rehab because when they let me go home, I could barely walk. So I had to do outpatient rehab for a long time. So I didn't go back to teaching. So I'm bringing this story up because I stopped teaching that year prior, that summer, or that, up to that summer. So that was the last time I taught. I didn't know if I was going to be able to even walk right again or whatever the case after the accident. So I never asked to go back to teaching. And so by the time I got out of outpatient rehab, well, thank the Lord, I'm good. I don't have fake limbs.
How long were you in the hospital for? How long?
Well, so all of the surgery and stuff, it was like a week. And then they sent me to a rehab center so I could rehab. I couldn't walk for 8 weeks. So it was that before they could get me up to start teaching, you know, get me back to walking again. So it was probably about 10 or 12 weeks that I was in there. So that sucked. I lost my house because I wasn't working and didn't have the money. The person who hit me, this douchebag, didn't even have fucking insurance. So my insurance company was waiting for all the bills to come before they start. And now I know what the fuck Geico was about. But I didn't have it then. So, I mean, shameless plug, but I'm not getting paid to say this for Geico, but I think Geico is supposed to, like, Aflac. That's what it is. Aflac is supposed to pay for your bills if you get in them type of situations. So I lost my house. anyway, so my plan still was to get into the government contracting space, and that's what I wanted to do. So when I got back home, however, as I'm doing the rehab and everything, February coming, I'm pretty much out of rehab. Like, I'm on my last couple of meetings, whatever, with the physical therapist. And then guess what happens in March? You guessed it. COVID. 2020 shut everything the fuck down. I don't know if we're about to have, like, walking zombies. Do I got to load the AR up? I don't know what the hell's about to happen. And then, you know, we find out that nothing, I'm sorry, I don't want to say nothing happened, but I'm going to just say what has happened.
Right.
So,
right.
As we all know, the government was still running and moving and doing things. And I was only at the point of having just got my business set up to do business with the government. So I didn't even never gone for a contract or nothing like that. So it wasn't until that time where I was trying to learn how to actually win contracts and things of that nature. And so I was tapping into all the resources I possibly could via the internet and things of that nature. I spent thousands of dollars listening to these government contracting gurus, but I ran across this guy. He's my mentor now. Shout out to him. And he made it, he showed me a strategy that allows you or allows anybody to essentially leverage their business's position doing business with the federal government so that they could go for multiple contracts without actually having to perform the work themselves. And that was something that opened my eyes up. I said, God damn, this is it right here. So I started to look, you know, I started to go through the motions and processes of doing that. And so essentially what it is you set your business up, you get it ready to do business with the federal government through SAM.gov, and then you go for, you know, the RFP or the RFQs is a request for quotes. So you're submitting your bids through SAM.gov, and you're leveraging the fact that your business is in position to do business with the federal government, and you're subcontracting the workout to people who have the experience to do that type of stuff. And so what I've been able to do was win multiple contracts doing trash removal services. Excuse me, I don't know where my voice going out, but trash removal services at two different Air Force bases through local, there were some local trash companies down there. And then I also had a contract doing blood transportation. So the VA, the VA needs this blood to like 9 different hospitals and different locations. And it's a 24-hour thing. Now, I don't have a business set up to do 24-hour driving all over the place, but I linked up with a company that does do that. They specialize in medical transport, and now they're my subcontractors. So the federal government is paying me, and then I'm paying my subcontractors for their work being performed. So what happens is I'm making money off the contract without actually doing the work. The federal government is happy because the work is getting done. I'm happy because the contract is under my business name, and then the subcontractors are happy because they're getting the amount that they're asking for. And that's the beauty of it. That's what I designed a course very recently. It's called Conduit Contracting. I designed this course to teach people, average people, how to create a business, how to get it registered with the federal government, and then how to leverage that registration very simply to go for any, all types of contract bids that they want to and fulfill those contracts without having to leave their home and do the work. So that's, I think, Dan, you said you're going to be able to post a link up, but that is, to me, it's very innovative. And I don't see anybody else talking about how to do this. I'm going to be honest, man. Some people like the titles. They like to have their name in lights, and I'm the one who's doing the job. But if I like to make money. I don't like to work hard. I like to work smart. That's always been a key for me. So if I can work smart, like they say, it's easier to get a dollar from 100 people than it is to get $100 from one person. So I know there's some people out there who like to go for the big shebangs, but guess what though? You hit the ball 4 times, you get the same home run as you do, or you get the same base as you do as if you go up there with Big Poppy and smack it out the park. But I just know that, think about a baseball rotation, every single guy can hit a base hit. Everybody may not be able to hit the home run. So I'd rather get them base hits and get around the plate. The home runs, I mean, that's cool, but I've learned to leverage that position, and I've been able to coach other people who were just regular people who just said, man, I'd like to see about that. I had one girl, she's won 2 contracts already doing mortuary services with 2 different, actually, it was an Air Force base in Texas, and another one was like to do cremation services. And she's not a mortician. She doesn't own a funeral home, nothing like that. She just partnered with a business who does that stuff. And now she's winning her money off that contract, and they're getting theirs too. And then I got a guy who won a HVAC contract with a VA. I think he says in Connecticut somewhere. And so he's not an HVAC tech. He doesn't have an HVAC cleaning company. He has 0 years of experience doing it, and yet he won the contract over other companies that were probably going and competing for the bid, but he won the contract, and he's partnered with an HVAC company to get the work fulfilled. And so that's what I teach people how to do it. My course goes from end to end. So if you don't even have a business, you can go in the course, you'll learn how to start your business in your state, go through the process of the different registrations, the different codes and numbers that you're going to need so that you can register with SAM.gov and then get your, you know, get ready to start winning these contracts. And then I teach you how to find the subcontractors, you know, how to go through the contract process, reaching out to contracting officer. I'm sorry, I use acronyms. Reaching out to the contracting officers, the things to say, how to negotiate these, the numbers, the leverage. And the beauty of it is, once you start winning the contracts, there's no cap on how many you can win. That's the beauty of it. Now, just to give this one idea, the federal government needs to spend the money. And this is the biggest thing. They want to spend the money so that they can always ask for more money in the budgets. Now, I'm assuming we all pay taxes. So, that, you know, nobody has to say if they don't. But we all pay taxes. And we don't get them, like, generally speaking, when you work somewhere, the taxes come out before you even get your check. So I say, why not turn around and get that money back?
Exactly. Especially if you're not you're strictly middlemanning and you're not touching any of the labor or the work yourself.
Right. Right. The work that I do is administrative, purely administrative. I don't do any physical work. I haven't done a site visit. I haven't had to do a proposal. I haven't had a proposal writer. I don't have it. I don't even have a website. People don't realize that you can win federal government contracts. You don't have to have any certifications. I know there's people who's, you know, people might say, well, what if you're a vet on? You can go for the certifications. You know, feel free to do that. But what I stress to people is you don't need them to win federal government contracts. That's the biggest thing, because a lot of people think that that's the only way that you can win these things with these designations, because they separate you from a large pool of people. But what people don't always realize is there are so many contracts that go unfulfilled in general. Sometimes they just need anybody. Please. I literally went for a contract. It was designated as a small business vet disabled. The acronym is SBVOD, something like that. So I reached out to the contracting officer and I said, hey, I see there was some addendum to it. Is it still just a set aside for the vet on? He said, no, we haven't had anybody respond to it. So now it's open to everybody. Having that designation was great, but if nobody went for it, then guess what? It's on the open market. So I tell people, don't focus on having to get these certifications. I have not one employee, you know, it's myself. I pay myself, but I don't have any employees. You don't need employees to do this, because the subcontractor, they're the ones who's performing the work. So they have the employees. They have the people who got the knowledge. They got the people who have the skills and the mechanisms to make it happen. Like I said, me doing blood transportation to 9 different places every single day, I cannot physically do that myself. I'm not going to hire a bunch of people and hope that they can drive and do that. Guess what? There's a company who already has those systems in place. They got front-end drivers. They got backup drivers. They have people who they know. They got a salary. They got the payroll in place. I don't know if they're giving each other employee benefits. That's not my concern. I don't have to do the HR. So I don't have to worry about any of that. One of the biggest things, and this is especially recently, I am not under any vaccine mandates. So I am not a government employee. I am not, because I'm not the one fulfilling the contract, I am not under the mandates of certain vaccines that they have right now, where they say contractors have to have it so they can do the work. I don't have to worry about that. So anyway,
beautiful.
Man, yeah. You help me close.
I think
it
it's
out.
Pretty awesome. I think it's pretty awesome that that you're able to take, you know, you taught for 5 years at the collegiate level, won an award for that. Obviously, the motorcycle accident set you back big time. Ended up doing, you know, a week in the hospital, and I guess I don't know if it was 8 or 12 weeks of rehab, but you found another.
I couldn't even walk.
Yeah, that's brutal. That's brutal. But you bounce right back from that. And now you're the plug for government contracting. So right. I highly suggest anybody listening to this, you know, if you're looking to make some extra money or a complete career change, like you said, anybody can do this.
As long as you're
even
18,
those who are unvaccinated.
Right, right, right. And that's the big thing. As long as you're 18 and a United States citizen, you can set your business up to do business with the federal government. That's an imperative, you know, that's an imperative for the government to say that they support small businesses. So this is a way to get people involved in that, to learn that this is part of being a United States citizen, is having that access so that the government can, you know, sponsor you and these type of things and get you some money, get you paid. Okay. That's what it is.
As easy, it sounds super easy. I'm sure it is. Deuce, real quick, how much is your course, your online course?
So right now I have it up for $9.97, but if you put in early bird, the code early bird, you will get 70% off. My math is not the greatest, but I think that's around $300. What happens is in the course, you're going to get a free ebook that I have, that I'm going to have that ebook ready for you. You're going to have the course. It's going to be go at your own pace, so it's going to be all recorded, so you can stop and go, pause, or whatever. But you'll also have access to me each week doing Zooms, and we'll do Zooms, coaching calls, so that you can get more familiar with the process. You have, you know, complete access to me. And what else? I mean, I think that's the best thing, just having access to me, and I'll help you and guide you through the whole process. Whatever it is, you may not have got out the video. And then when you start going for the contract, because that's the fun part. When you start doing that and learning how to communicate, you're the boss. So you're doing people, like, people understand, we are helping other small businesses. We are helping other people keep food on their tables. We are helping other people stay employed. So it's not just a personal, I'm just doing this, but I'm really actually helping other people who may not know how to get themselves in those positions. Now think about it. Dan, let's say you got a paint company. I know there's a government building that needs to get painted. I call you and I say, hey man, let's work together on this contract. Guess what? You may not have had a client for a month or something. Now you got a client, and it's the federal government, and they're paying on time all the time. They don't close. I don't care. When people say they shut down, no, the government is still spending that money, even though they say they shut down. So the beauty of it is we're actually doing a service to other people by getting them work. And these people need it, man. It's plenty of people have been like, man, I'm glad to have worked with you. Let's do it again, you know, when you get another contract or something like that. Like in the trash company, that was one of the things they were talking about. And then you're helping the government because they need to show that they're spending that money helping other business owners to, you know, keep business going. So, I mean, like they say, small business is the heart of the country. So that's a big thing, man. So I'm all with it. So yeah, man, holler at me. Deuce from PG on Instagram, Deuce Almighty on Facebook. But holler at me on Instagram, man, because I definitely reach back out to people.
That's awesome, man. He's always available. And again, the course is $300. You land one contract, you're making, trust me, you'll be making a lot more than that $300 back. Well, Deuce, it's been a pleasure to have you on here in a Daily American.
Dan, thank you again very much. I appreciate it, man. Thank
you. Absolutely. And we welcome you back anytime.
Yes, indeed.